Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Support for today's episode comes from Your Art Gallery. Your Art Gallery makes buying art an easy, affordable experience that you can do from the comfort of your own home. Buyers can purchase artwork from over 3,000 talented artists showing their work for the first time and from seasoned professionals as well. And Your Art Gallery is eco-friendly. Go to yourartgallery.com/info/grown and use the promo code GROWN at checkout to get 25% off your order. That's yourartgallery.com/info/grown.
My friends, your friends, better and real friends. That's how we keep popping on that binger. Your friends, my friends, better than your friends. That's how we keep popping off the. Pull me up, pull me up, pull me up. Never let me down. Come pull me up, pull me up, pull me up. Never let me drown.
That's it. That's all I got.
Okay. All right. Okay.
That's Jade as Beyonce.
Fascinating. Well, praise the Lord, niggas.
The shade.
Welcome back to the ride.
Praise the Lord, niggas.
We're here again for another episode of Getting Grown with Jade and Kia. I'm Kia.
I'm Jade.
We're back to talk about adulting, the good, the bad, the ugly, the test, the trials, the twists, the turns, the taxes, and the temptations. That's right. Otis, Eddie, Melvin, and them of being an adult. In the year of our Lord, 2018. What a time to be alive.
What a time. How are you, sis?
You know, I'm doing okay. Just working. Mm-hmm. You know, the summer is over. I have not done anything to celebrate that. But, well, I guess to take full advantage of that, I guess. The summer has been a very busy one. But that's what it means when you are an adult. And you don't really have a life outside of your responsibilities.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. And, I mean, it'll be what it's going to be.
That is very fair, real, and a very clear assessment of everything that I feel. I am mourning the end of summer because I did not get to enjoy it the way that I wanted to. But I cannot complain because I did work and it was meaningful.
Yeah, man. Summer doesn't count. When you're grown.
No, it doesn't. I got one beach day, two beach days.
I don't, what are beaches? Anyway.
That's fair.
Right. Let us move forward, shall we? How are you before we get on into the show?
I'm
What's
here.
Happening in your world?
You know, I'm here. I'm tired. But I'm alive and I'm grateful. We had a really good weekend. Kia and I hosted the Q&A for the Friend Zone Live.
Good time.
And that was a wonderful time. And team typing fast and taking care went off. I'm not gonna say without a hitch because everything always has hitches, but it went off and it was a beautiful and wonderful event. Shout out to you. I'm super proud of you. You did.
I appreciate that. Thank you to everyone. I didn't do it by myself though, so I want to thank all my sponsors, all my friends, everyone who helped. Thanks to Dr. Doucet at NYU.
Yes.
Thanks to Dr. Friesbrit, who was our fearless and awesome, gracious
Amazing.
Beautiful keynote speaker. Shout out to her. Shout out to her sister, Ms. Renata, who joined her.
Yes.
Shout out to everybody who came, man. Shout out to Loud Speakers Network. Shout out to Pumpet Wine Shop.
Yes.
Shout out to all of our swag bag sponsors, Morning
Dew
Hair, The Green Room. I'm going to look it up to make sure that I'm not missing anyone. The Green Room, TGR Beauty, Her Apothecary, Zen in a Jar, School in Life Podcast. Thank you guys so much for everything that you did to contribute to Type and Fast Taking Care NYC. It was a beautiful occasion. I'm very, 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 very grateful to each of you for showing up. And I'm very proud of what we've been able to accomplish as a team of community and community of men and women who come together to support one another in the different, you know, projects and the different professions that we have and are navigating through. So it's awesome, man. It's lit. I'm excited about what's coming. Shout out to At Chris Did It, my graphic designer for TeenTypingFast.com. I just saw some mock-ups. It's about to be official tissue. It's lit.
Yes.
The website is beautiful, and it's going to be so, so good.
Well, Chris did it, so.
Man, it is, and I'm telling you, she did it. So, y'all, if you are not, if you have not done so already, please go to TeenTypingFast.com and join our mailing list so that you can be the first person to know when the site is live and launched. And there'll also be information there about future events and, you know, how to join Team Typing Fast. All of the ins and outs, all things Team Typing Fast will be there on TeamTypingFast.com. And I want everybody to check it out. So go and sign up. And we out here working, working, working.
All right. But I'm super proud of you for your event. It was a wonderful event. And Dr. Freeze Britt is just a... She's just a gem.
She's just bereft of all flaws. I love her so much. She's literally a part of my village. She's the reason why. She's the reason why, man. She's the reason why we're here today. So it's all good. We're doing well, and I'm very grateful. That things are coming together the way that they are coming together. What bag are you digging out of over there?
Nothing at all.
Well, all right, let's move forward into the trash since Jade is actually living in a trash bag and that's what we're hearing.
Okay. Trash time.
Trash time. Cue the cleanup woman.
A cleanup woman. The trash is smelly. It's time to take it out.
Get out of here.
We'll start off with some nice news, though. Simone Biles won every single event at the Women's Gymnastics Championships on Sunday.
Yes, she did.
And she did so in a teal leotard, which stood for her being in solidarity with the survivors of sexual abuse. We know that Simone, in addition to countless other girls, were sexually abused by their coach, who is now serving a sentence of 175 years.
Wasn't he like their doctor? I thought he was.
Was he their doctor, their team doctor? I know he was
something like that.
Affiliated with the team. I know he is a slime ball and a snake.
He is actual living trash.
Living trash. So shout out to her for just showing up for this super black girl time, because that's exactly what it is right now. And then on to some real trash. Mm-hmm. A high school sophomore in Orange City, Florida, at University High School, was denied lunch on her first day back to school because she was short 15 cents.
That's exhausting.
That is so aggravating. Like, that is so aggravating. It makes me want to fight. That makes me want to physically fight. I know it should make us want to do things and stand up and sign initiatives and so forth and so on. But really, in this moment in time, to be perfectly honest, I just want to fight.
I'm all for that.
It's a 15-year-old who was denied lunch because of 15 cents. That lunch lady deserves all the hands. Nicki Minaj is still out here hating.
Well, I mean, and tomorrow is Tuesday.
It's right. And the day after Wednesday, that is
when
Wednesday.
Y'all hear this.
Right. She, yes, you're right. As she lives and breathes, she is being herself. She has now moved on to start complaining about the fact that her album came in number two next to Travis Scott. She's so I will never, ever, ever stand in defense of Kylie Jenner until today. I never thought I would ever see this
You
day.
Mean the self-made? The self-made?
The self-made.
The self-made Kylie Jenner?
Billionaire. My 19 years old, 47. I never thought I'd have to stand up for this girl. I don't know if it's necessarily standing up for her. Nicki Minaj went on to, first of all, don't ever mention my baby's name in your mouth if you have anything to say about me. That's first and foremost. She said that she worked hard on her album, insinuating that Travis Scott didn't, that he has other focuses going on, and that Kylie Jenner pushed his album sales or whatever the case by posting a flyer about his concert and how she's going to be there with Baby Stormy, something, some press release, something or other. Regardless, don't ever put my child's name in your mouth when you're talking about me. Here. Don't ever put my child's name in your mouth or me and you are going to physically fight and that is going to end ugly. Mm-hmm. So, Nicki Minaj, in the words of our beautiful, wonderful Aretha Franklin, we're going to pass. and I know we didn't address
beautiful gowns. She is like the shade ninja of our age, and we must all
ninja.
We must. I mean, so just cunning, stealthy. Just like she moves so quickly, seamlessly, like a panther. Her shade is just
seamless,
unprecedented. Like Riri Shade will literally go down in the history, in the halls of shade throwing.
The original real shade, Riri.
You know what I'm saying? Real shade throws itself.
Beautiful. It really does.
Beautiful gowns.
Beautiful gowns. Gowns.
And I'm going to go ahead and pass on Nicki Minaj.
I'm going to go ahead and pass on that.
I'm going to go ahead and pass on that because, okay.
Because why? So if Aretha didn't entertain it, I guess neither should we.
Aretha had nothing nice to say, so she kept her trap shut.
So she said nothing at all.
Mm-hmm. That'll do it every time.
2 Chainz married his boo, Keisha.
And did.
Love the fact that he married his boo, Keisha, and her name is Keisha. And that he loves her dirty draws. I know. Well, you know, it could be a lot of other things. Could be Rebecca, Sarah, Taryn.
Because is it 2 Chainz? What is 2 Chainz' name? It's like, it's something.
Let's see.
Exceptionally African American.
Well, it used to be Titty Boy, but let's see what it was before that. We're going to go on to our good sis. Tawheed. Tawheed Epps.
Tawheed.
Tau. I'm not sure which one.
T-A-U.
Yeah. So that can go either way.
And that nigga, yes. He would marry somebody. And her name is like Nikeisha or something. Or the
Oh,
Keisha.
Is it? I thought it was just Keisha.
No, it is just wonderfully representative of my culture.
Yes. I love us for real. So shout out to them. Congratulations to these two very black individuals.
And Kanye West wore Crocs to the wedding or something like that.
Oh, my Lord. This.
Orthopedic slides.
This fallen soldier
and some
wore.
Socks.
He wore some slides and some socks. And he wore them like niggas in the hood where they're two sizes too small and his heels are hanging off the back.
Who's surprised?
Nobody. I'm just surprised he was there. Know why? Because I don't invite anybody to my wedding that has passed.
The dead has arisen. The dead has arisen. Shout out to the color purple.
That is the most surprised that I was, is that he had a corpse at the wedding. And then lastly, the trash, the ghetto.
Woo child.
Pastor Daryl Scott.
Whom?
I don't know. I just figured that pastor and his name was Daryl. Some nigga who endorses Trump. told Trump he's the most pro-black president in history.
Oh, girl.
A black man who claims to be a pastor. I don't subscribe to that. And I guess he tried to come at Angela Rye. And guess who came to her defense?
Common.
Tyler Perry.
Get out of here.
My dear.
Hello. Hallelujah.
Hello, hallelujah. Let me get the clip. Tyler Perry, who I don't really subscribe to either, did show up for Angela Rye by saying he wanted her to star. And it was all facetious, I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
He wanted her to star in Diary of a Mad Black Woman 2, the story of classy, intelligent, anti-bigotry, something. I don't know. It was something extra. Tyler. Something extra on Twitter.
Say it, don't spray it, sis. But... I mean, I guess I could see where he was going. If only Tyler Perry's movies were actually like
good,
endorsing
all that's that good,
right? But actually, endorse the fact that black women can be happy and single.
Like, it's possible.
You know, it's quite possible that we can live full and complete lives without being partnered or married to a nigga. God bless. Like I mean, I'm not against it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not against happy relationships and couples.
No, but I feel you.
And I just feel like Tyler Perry could make a movie about dogs and somebody's getting married.
Listen.
There will be a wedding.
Somewhere.
I do actually have a contribution to the trash only because this just floated up on my Twitter. And
Well, I'm excited.
If I can borrow from the friend zone. And, you know, I'm just strolling about these. There was a very funny tweet shared in these Twitter streets. And I just wanted to share for the good of the order.
In these streets.
Oh, in these streets. So the word has it that Cisco is getting married.
What to?
Cisco of the world, a renowned R&B group, Drew Hill. I'm not even being facetious because I will go to a Drew Hill concert today.
What?
Y'all can be mad if you want to.
Tell me what you want.
I saw them a couple years ago, and those Tell Me jumps had all the verve and vigor that they had in 1997.
Tell me.
And I got my life.
What you need.
Listen. Cisco is a vocalist, right? That baby sings from his toes, and I greatly appreciate
from his toenails.
Absolutely. But he is getting married and has released an official engagement announcement with his fiance. And shout out to @BigRube, who I don't follow, but I will be following now, posted a picture of Cisco and his fiance's wedding announcement with the caption, "Even in the wedding announcement, Cisco is still determined to be the baddest bitch in the room." Because in this wedding announcement, he is giving y'all all of Fashion Nova for Men's finest pieces for fall 2018. He has on a black floral blazer.
Oh, yeah, he does.
And a V-neck t-shirt, a black skinny jean, and some pink patent leather sneakers. I don't know what kind of sneakers these are. I'm not as cool and current as the children are these days. Mm. His fiance is wearing like a white two-piece Fashion Nova set, and she is showing, and some pink shoes. She has two tattoos on her ankles. They look a lot like dialysis bruises, but that's
oh my God. Neither. Oh my God.
But I don't know. I hope that she's all right. Anyway. Cisco is perched in this picture, and I am grateful and glad about it. So many congratulations to Cisco and his bride to be.
Oh my God, I'm so down.
I'm just saying. Have you seen? I'm about to send you this link, bruh. Actually, I just tweeted it.
Oh God.
So it's the last thing on my timeline. But listen.
Oh jeez.
I just shout out to Big Rube for that awesome. That was such an awesome.
I have to follow Big Rube now.
I'm following him now as well. He is a gift from Sacramento, California.
Yeah.
Listen, there are two tattoos on her ankles, on the backs of her ankles.
Yes, they say "Enter the Dragon."
Do I have to grab the back of your neck?
Make you listen to me.
I don't know what they say, but they are very black.
Let me tell you how Cisco is posed and perched.
I'm telling you, honey, that front foot is...
That front foot, that crossover.
That front foot is pointed. He is... That's how you pose. That's how you let the girls
stomach
know.
In, chest out.
Back arched, tooted. That thing is tooted up.
I'm telling you. You know what? Cisco's been taking lessons from Rihanna. I'm telling you. That's beautiful. They make a beautiful, pretty ass couple.
I am here for it, present and accounted for. But if that concludes our trash, let us move forward into the shout outs, shall we?
Yes, let's do it. Ole, do it.
Ole, do it.
My sister's popping right now. Like.
Okay, before we get into the shout out, I was totally, oh my God, what is the word I'm looking for? Remiss. I was remiss in failing to include. I don't know. I believe that someone is trolling, but there was also a tweet I saw earlier this morning that said that MTV had announced who's going to be doing the Aretha Franklin tribute at this year's VMAs. And mm-hmm. It was like Taylor Swift, Jessie J, J-Lo, and some other white woman, y'all. I don't know. But somebody's lying. This has got to be a lie. I actually went to... the VMAs come on tonight?
Oh, they do?
Evidently. Child, that's how old I am. I didn't even know.
No clue.
Clueless. Okay. Yeah, but I don't know. Because I tried to go to MTV's Twitter page to see if they actually had made that announcement. But I really feel like the people are just out here trolling. And I just will not participate. Okay, so on to bigger and better things.
I'll pass.
It's going to be a sturdy and swift and comprehensive no for me.
Yeah, that's going to be a strong hell no.
A sturdy and substantial absolutely not. So what I will do now, though, is move on into the shout outs. So we're going to have two shout outs. We apologize for last week's mix up. We're still working out these technical difficulties, but I'm hoping that we are finally over the hump and that all will be well.
Fingers crossed.
For this week. But yeah, we are going to run that back on the shout outs that were supposed to be for last week's show. And I'm going to start by first shouting out LaToya. You guys know LaToya. She's been on our show several times.
Toya!
Toya's latest endeavor is a podcast called The Analog Girl Podcast. It is awesome. And I wanted to shout her out so that you all can be a part of it. It's so, 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 so good. And it is a podcast that actually targets, you know, it's all things, you know, now, especially our show and other things. Millennial is kind of like a buzzword. And believe it or not, there are those persons who are not the millennial generation who are still navigating their lives and figuring out, you know, adulting, adulthood, purpose, and all of that stuff. And Toya's got a show for you. If you are not a millennial, but you're still out here in these streets trying to figure out what your life is all about, then you need to check out The Analog Girl. Analog Girl is a judgment-free podcast geared toward women and men who are on the cusp of their 40s and are still on the quest of getting their analog lives together in a digital millennial-driven world. Toya is also a recovered sufferer of panic attacks and depersonalization dissociation disorder. So she talks a lot about, you know, the things that she's doing to maintain her mental health and wellness on the show. Join her for discussion of those topics and so much more, how to figure out the best way to live your best life. We will be sure to put all of the podcast information in the description box. And I just want you guys to check out Analog Girl Podcast with Toya D. You are not going to be disappointed. Toya is my best friend, and she is one of the best storytellers ever on this planet Earth, living or dead. So check out Toya's podcast. Make sure that you leave a comment and let her know that you're there and that that we sent you. And we love you, Toya.
Love you, Toya. Our next shout out is one of the sponsors of Team Typing Fast and Taking Care of New York.
Yes, it was.
Pompette Wine Shop.
So good.
Our homeboy Moselle, he is owner of Pompette Wine Shop located at 420 Lenox Avenue in Harlem. It is a wine shop that does events, tastings, classes, and live music. And he provided a beautiful light rosé for our sangria for Team Typing Fast and Taking Care that I hope you all enjoyed for all who was there. So
it was gone.
It was gone very quickly, actually, and I probably was a huge contributor to that. But shout out to you, Moselle. Make sure if you guys are in the New York City area that you go visit Pompette Wine Shop because, yeah, it's the shit and Moselle's the shit. So, and we'll make sure to have all of that information in the description box.
Thank you, Pompette. Thank you for sponsoring. We loved every bit of the wine that you... that you sent over. It was amazing. Thank you so much.
Yes. Today's episode is sponsored by HelloFresh, the meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. HelloFresh has three plans to choose from: classic, veggie, and family, so there's something for everybody. Ingredients are delivered right to your door and come in handy pre-measured labeled meal kits that only take about 30 minutes to prepare. There's even a 20-minute meal on the classic menu each week for when you're really pressed for time. Rediscover the excitement of cooking, knowing dinner just got that much easier with HelloFresh. No more planning, spending money on takeout, or worrying about gathering ingredients. HelloFresh believes cooking should be simple and convenient, not a chore. They make it easy to enjoy week after week with the ability to choose your delivery date to match your schedule and even pause deliveries when you're on vacation. I love HelloFresh because you all know how busy I am and how much time I do not have. So it helps me to prepare super easy, quick meals for my family without taking too much time so that I can dedicate it to them. For a total of $60 off, that's $20 off your first three boxes, visit HelloFresh.com/grown60 and enter code GROWN60. It's like receiving six meals free when you go to HelloFresh.com/grown60 and enter code GROWN60. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, glasses and faces, eyebrows and foreheads,
Jordans and Air Max,
microphones and stands, it's time for the kitchen table talk.
So correct.
We thought we would keep the kitchen table talk a little light this week, and kind of in honor of our brothers and sister at the Friend Zone. They did questions at their live show this week for each other. So that is what Key and I are going to do. We're going to see how well we know one another. And we're going to ask each other just random questions. It's kind of a moment for you all to get to know us a little bit and us to know more about each other. And, you know, it's always good to learn more about your friends. You can never know too much. Or maybe you can. But I will start off.
All right.
Do I play any instruments? Already a disaster.
I'm gonna say no. Yes. I feel like maybe you did in high school, but I don't feel like you currently play any instruments.
I played the flute in school.
I knew that you played something.
Yes. I played the flute in school. And I also took piano lessons for some time, but I hated my piano teacher, so I quit those. But I did play the flute for several years. I was first chair and very good at what I did. So, yes, Jade played the flute.
Well, toot your own horn then. Did I
your
play
turn.
The instruments?
We're going to open. That's how we're doing it.
No. I just was curious.
I'm going to go with no because you sang. Not that that can't be synonymous, but I don't recall you saying you played any instruments.
I actually played the violin for 12 years.
Did
I was all state. I was all state. It was a thing.
I did not know that.
But yeah, then I got my nails done for prom and was like, well, that was cute. I'm over it. And my mother was like, what? I was like, yes, sis, hang it up. But the violin is still in my closet, in the room at my mom's house. And I don't know if my mom thinks one day I'm just going to pick it up again. I'm not going to say that I'm not, but I'm not. But
that's hilarious.
It was fun. I really enjoyed it. I loved it. I actually wanted to play the flute, but they didn't have any flutes left because my name is at the end of the alphabet. It was just a sad day. But I played the violin and I didn't like it at first, but I actually grew to love it.
And same. Did not want to play the flute at all. I had no desire to play the flute. I did not pick the flute. I actually wanted to play the saxophone or the drums, and it was no longer available. When did I start playing? I guess sixth grade. So it was no longer available. They had no more, and I had to resort to the flute, and ended up being one of my favorite instruments. I think it's a beautiful sound. The violin is also, I'm imagining you up there in all of your chocolate glory, strumming up under that elongated neck.
I think it was my mom's, like, I was like my mom's, like, social revolution. She was actually, like, anti me singing in high school because she was like, you know, that's what they expect us to do. You know, that's all they think we can do is sing and dance. You want to show them that you have. I'm like, girl, then you play it. But, you know.
But, you know, their time has passed, and so they live through us. All right, bet. So, flute, violin, look at us. Two nerds.
So good, right?
Your turn.
Okay, I'm going to ask you, do you have any useless talents or talents that are useless to you? Like, yeah, when I say useless, I mean, like, you know, you're not currently using them, but you are talented in that way.
I have the ability to learn languages super easily and speak them pretty well, and I don't study that as much as I probably should, as it would benefit me when I have to flee this country. But yeah, I have the ability to pick up languages and learn other languages pretty fast, but I don't really use that, and I guess I should. It's pretty dumb. What about you?
I would say so. I mean, this is going to be, y'all are going to take this and go in the opposite direction. Cause I am not like saying this to be like, I don't even know.
Well, we all know you have a short tongue, so it ain't that. So what is it?
Well, no, yes. First of all, shut up. Okay. I'm not even going to, I knew that you were trolling me right there. You're going to bait me into saying something that I'm going to regret. So I'm just going to go ahead and just push past. I am very flexible. And, like, I can do all the splits and things. And my knees are hyperextended. I'm just going to sit there right there.
What does that mean? You're like, what, Stretch Armstrong? Like, you go from one side of the room to the other?
No, my knees are hyperextended. Like, they bend both ways.
Oh, so you can, like, go backwards and forwards.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Well, we don't have to stay there. We can move forward. Thank you.
I'd rather sit there for a while.
I don't really. It's a thing. It's a thing that most people don't know. But when they find out, they'd be like,
Okay.
Well, dude, what do you say? Okay. I feel like I know the answer to this, but my question is, like, what are your thoughts on PDA? Are you grossed out, or are you not opposed? Are you indifferent? Or, you know, is this something that you like and you do?
Like I like to say, this levels to this shit. I don't want to see you in a full tongue down in public. I think that's disgusting, and we're adults, and you need to go on somewhere with that. You go back to the house and do whatever you all need to do. Go make out in the car, but take it out of my face. I mean, little signs of PDA, I don't care about. If somebody feels like holding a hand or whatever, that don't bother me. But I think when people are in a full-blown lick of each other's faces, I'm kind of grossed out by that.
God.
What about you?
I feel like, you know, like you said, in doses, but I'm actually, I
feel like you're disgusted by PDA. I feel like you're absolutely.
I'm not wholly disgusted. And I feel like I feel like it is something that can be tastefully done. But I tend to find myself in situations where people are full out having sex in front of me. And it literally makes me want to fight.
Yeah, I don't like that at all, actually. That I don't.
But I'm really petty in particular about things. Like, I'm also annoyed by, like, little things that shouldn't bother me. Like, people who sit on the same side of the booth. That kind of makes me want to just. For what? For what? Why you got to sit? You got to sit right here?
Sometimes it's new love. You know,
I don't got time.
Sometimes it's new love. And then niggas, you know, they get used to each other. They start sitting across from one another.
And I'm just like, so. Even I've been on dates and dude want me to sit on the same side with him. And I'm just like, so, but why? Like, can we? So I got to sit like right here. I'm going to sit over there. No, I want you to sit right here. I want to sit over there. Like, then I can see you and we can like look at each other.
Right.
Why, like, I don't know. But, you know, I never claim.
Yeah.
I feel like
me and Tristan sat on the same side when we were like, you know, hella puppy dog in love. And then we start sitting across from each other, you know, because niggas like each other. So
this make me feel like this is like that's the kind of thing like when I was saying when I watched the show Love Is on OWN and stuff. So these kinds of conversations and watching Love Is, it really makes me feel like I've never been in love because I'd be like, move.
No, everybody got like, their levels of love. Everybody has their tolerances, their intolerances. I think like we were like super, you know, Google eyed niggas. For a little bit, but you grow up, you start having conversation. We're having conversation, but at that moment, we're just looking in each other's eyes. It's just like, hello, I love you so much. You're so fine. But
I mean, because, you know, holding hands, like, I can handle certain things. Like, I like little, discreet hood rat public displays of affection I can get with. Like, you know, you put your hand in my pocket.
Squeeze your butt
or something.
Real quick. But
yeah, like, you put your hand in my pocket or those little things. I'd be like, you saw stupid move. but I'm not like, I'm just not that girl. I'm not that girl to just be like, you're just going to be on me the whole time. Okay.
No, I don't want that now. And I only probably wanted that for a period of time. And that wasn't with everybody. That was just with him. I'm usually a sit across from you type of person. But the PDA, if you want to do a little squeeze around the waist right quick, you want to squeeze my little butt cheek right quick or whatever, like, I'm cool with that. You know, don't be up here in a full grope. Like, don't act like you're at the strip club. But, you know, a little.
Did you see that video? On Instagram, it was literally like they were at McDonald's. Someone had recorded this couple at McDonald's, and it really, really looked like he was inside of her from the back. like he lifted up her skirt and positioned himself behind her, and like it was so odd. But she was standing in line in McDonald's, and then he like you could see he was like it looked like he was adjusting himself. Her skirt was up. And then, you know, I don't know if it was like a thrust or what, but he like backed away from her and she pulled her dress back down. And everyone has kind of been like in the comments, like trying to figure out like what exactly was transpiring. Because it was a packed McDonald's. It was people everywhere. There were children present. And it looked like they had literally like he put the tip in. Like literally that's what it looked like outside. And I said, if it were me, I would have called the police. I would have called the authorities. I am absolutely.
Because there's children in here.
Absolutely. I would have been that angsty white woman. I would have, you would have been seeing me in my sunglasses and my cell phone. I would have been calling the cops.
Yeah, with my head raised high. Like, why are you doing that? That's not okay.
She's like, there are children. And literally, she's ordering the food. The people are preparing her food and putting it on the tray in front of her. And it's what appears
because of course
to be.
They're eating there.
And I'm just like, oh my word. But yeah, that kind of stuff I won't be able to do.
Nah, I'm cool on that. That's not PDA. That's gross.
That is like, lewd and lascivious acts. And
it really is. It like is that's too just much. Nasty. That's literally just nasty. Ugh, that I don't even like that. Do I hog the blankets?
Yes.
Full burrito.
This baby be swaddling clothes. Full wrap around.
I am a burrito. I like to sleep with the temperature on 60 and wrapped up tight. Don't give me no sheet either, please. Thank you. You are also a blanket hogger.
I do like to be completely encompassed. I do like to be completely encompassed, but I am also mindful when I am not in the bed by myself. I try to be mindful.
Me too, until I fall asleep.
But yeah, I mean, I think, and I'm not a big heavy duty mover in my sleep most of the time.
No, you're not.
Because most of the time I be so tired that I don't even have the strength to move in my sleep. So most of the time I wake up in the exact position that I fell asleep in.
Kia dead ass don't move. Listen, at all while she like sleeps. She be in one
full
position.
Stop, full stop. Because I be so serious. I be so serious. I be so in that thing, you know? I like my Dita. My Dita
said. We were in Atlanta, though.
My Dita said, you know, I be sleeping so hard, I got to get up and rest.
I love him.
He be like, I got to rest. You know, I was sleeping so hard, I had to take a break. But that's how we get down. That's how we get down.
It's just, we slept together in the bed in Atlanta.
We did?
And Kia was like, we did the first night and then the second night.
Oh, yes, we did. Mm-hmm, I remember now.
Or did I sleep with you the second night?
I don't remember. One of those nights.
But regardless, did not move.
Same position, man. Same time.
At all.
Same time. That's why
frozen
I will
face
say
on the phone.
When, like, the dudes be real particular when they fall asleep with me because I don't move. So, like, if it's one of those big spoon situations, your arm is going to be dead. Otherwise, you might have to just roll me off of your arm because I'm not going to move. I'm going to stay there the entire until morning. So, if you're okay with that, you know, I like to also use that, give that disclaimer. You know, hey, I don't move. So, whatever. Don't be thinking you're going to move me because I'm not going to move.
Because I ain't moving.
I'm not moving.
Your turn.
What was your favorite TV show as a child?
Aren't you supposed to answer that?
No, I'm asking you.
Oh, you're asking me what your favorite was as a child. Oh,
what was my favorite TV show as a child?
I know that you love the theme song. Standing Tall.
Yes, Perfect Strangers. Don't you forget it.
I know you love the theme song, mm-hmm. but you never said that was your favorite show.
It's not.
And I'm sure Good Times?
Nah, man, I'm not that old. Jesus. You're so rude.
A Different World.
Yes. I was good. Yeah, there was like two.
There
it's
going to
be either A Different World or The Cosby Show, but yes.
I was about to say
those
one
are the
other,
only two shows where I could literally see the first 2 seconds and know the exact episode that it is, and we'll proceed to quote the episode verbatim.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Yeah. So you said were those yours as well? Because I was about to guess for you.
Guess for me then. Before I answer.
I was So what I really want to say is not like as a child, but I feel like you definitely loved the show.
Okay.
I was going to say like the Boondocks or something.
You know me so well. As a child, yes, it was the Cosby Show.
Okay.
But the Boondocks is one of my favorite shows of all time.
I be knowing.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah.
Okay. How do I like to exercise?
You mean like how regularly? Like what are your favorite things?
No, because we both know what the answer is to that.
Oh my God.
How do you imagine I like to exercise?
You mean like what kinds of things you like to do?
Yeah, that'll work.
I feel like I could be totally wrong though. But I feel like you prefer like games. Like if you would like to play a game of basketball versus like running on a treadmill.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely that is correct. Yeah, that would be my ultimate way of exercising. If I could just play sports, then that would be cool. I'm really good. I'm at sports. I'm really good at basketball, baseball. Baseball I'm really, really good at, and I ran track. I hate the gym with a passion. I hate the treadmill. I hate the elliptical machine. I feel like a rodent in a cage. I hate everything about the gym. I prefer to run, go outside and run if I'm going to do anything, or go do like reps and sets outside, pull-ups and push-ups and things like that, run the stairs, like super high intensity, but reps and intervals and things like that. I feel like you like the elliptical machine.
The elliptical is actually my boo. All I really need is a television show.
I knew it.
I'd be on elliptical, watch a whole Law and Order Special Victims Unit, just be like, yes. And then I just get
I
off.
Knew it.
And then I'll be finished. And I will do my, that's actually what I do at the gym. I will either run or be on elliptical while I have my programs, a good episode of Chopped or something. Get me on through.
I felt it in my spirit.
And then, you know, I go up and do my machines. Like I only do leg machines because, you know, we got to keep your butt up. Them squats got to keep your booty up on your neck. Got to be up behind you, up by your shoulders. So I just, you know, do my squats and, you know, those machines and things. And then I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
But I don't mind intervals. And I don't mind like doing steps and that kind of like cross training, but I'm not really. I mean, I ran track in high school very briefly, but I'm not one to just be like, I played basketball for about 5 minutes, and then I was over
you're
that.
Tall.
And it was kind of like expected, and I just did it. But I was like, you know, I'm not really into this. But yeah, I mean, I don't like team sports. I like to do things by myself.
I love a team sport.
Yeah, I'd be like,
My turn. Oh, no, that's your turn. It's your turn.
Have you ever been on a cruise? I'm going to say that you haven't, but you want to go. Or maybe you have.
I actually went on a cruise when I was 11. That was like our first big, big, big family vacation. A whole bunch of my cousins, my aunts, my uncles, my parents. We went to the Bahamas on a family cruise and then went to Disney World for like 4 days after.
Fancy.
I'm going to say, I'm trying to think if I've ever seen you in one of those cruise pictures where people be standing in front of the stairs before they go to dinner, but I don't think I have. So I'm going to say no, you've not been on a cruise and you don't prefer to go on a cruise.
I actually have not been on a cruise, but I do want to go.
Okay.
It was actually something that me and my brother were planning to do and we never made it.
Okay.
So I have not scheduled. I have not scheduled a cruise, but I do feel like it's something that I want to do. I don't know when I'm going to get to do that, but it is something that I would like to do, especially since it was going to be something that me and Brian were going to do together.
Okay. Well, then let's plan a cruise. Let's go on one of them European joints, like on one of the fancy joints. They got hella food on cruises. It's stupid. You can have a midnight buffet, a breakfast buffet, a lunch.
Yeah, I feel like I would need to lose 20 pounds in order to go on the cruise. Like, that's
yeah,
because
you're going to gain them right back. But then maybe you won't, like, because you can be swimming and doing all kinds of stuff. There's pools and all kinds of things. I probably would never go on a carnival cruise. Like, that was fine when I was 11. Now, as a grown woman, I probably wouldn't. But I wouldn't mind going on one of them, like, rich white people cruises.
I want to go to Hawaii. I don't know if cruises happen in Hawaii, but I just feel like that's one place that I've always wanted to go. I've never got an opportunity to go there, and I just want to go, but we'll see.
We actually were talking about our next girls' trip last night, and Nikki mentioned Hawaii.
I definitely want to go.
So, that may be a thing. Okay. How can you tell when I'm in a bad mood?
I'm not entirely. I mean, I feel like you're always in a bad mood. Just kidding.
The shade.
I feel like I could tell when something's bothering you. Because you are uncharacteristically quiet and like in your thoughts. You kind of staring off into the spaces, and I can just tell that you're in your head about something.
Yes, that's accurate.
But yeah. And I think
that's accurate.
I think I know that because I'm a lot like that too, but yeah.
Yes. I feel like you're always in a bad mood. But
you're not. That's fair.
No, you're not. I feel like, but you do have things on your mind and you do the same thing. I can always tell. I can tell if, you know what? No. Because you will have things on your mind, but I feel like when you're in a bad mood, you don't say nothing. It will give you one word answers, and you just have to know it's not directed towards you. She's just in a bad mood, but it'll be like, "You good? I'm fine.
I need time to just get my thoughts together."
That's all. And you kind of just have, if you know Kia, then you just know, like, all right, she just, you know, she'll come around when she's ready. Your turn.
All right, I think we'll, like, I'll do one more and you'll do one more and then we'll be
okay.
Dunzo. If you opened a restaurant, what kind of food would you serve?
Well, you would serve soul food.
Absolutely. I feel like you would serve, it would be like fusion soul food. It would be like soul food from other continents. Not just like traditional soul food, but like everybody's soul food. Like comfort foods, you know, from multiple cultures.
Yes.
That's my guess.
Yes, that is actually very accurate. It's probably because that's what I do. Anyway. Okay, one more then?
Yeah.
Am I afraid of public speaking?
Yes. But you do it.
Know me, friend. Know me.
But you do it. And you do a good job. Yeah.
Oh, what a friend. Yes. Yes, also as well. Mm-hmm. Also in addition to. But you also do it. And you do it often. And you do it well. It's as if you've never done it at all each time that you're about to do it.
Every single time I have an emotional breakdown.
So, but you do an amazing job and I'm proud of your public speaking and I can't wait to see what it leads to. And that concludes our questions and our kitchen table this week. Again, you know, we just needed to keep it light this week. We got some stuff going on and we just wanted to make sure we brought you all something. So I think it'll be fun to do this again. There's so many other questions, and I think it'll be fun to kind of do a...
Yeah, and you guys can ask us questions, like get to know you questions about ourselves, and we can pick the questions that we want to answer, and we can answer them, you guys. And yes. It's not just kind of like honesty box advice questions, but questions that you have about us and our friendship and things like that. I think that will be fun for us.
I think that would make for a fun episode. So, you guys send your questions in. You can do it via Facebook, Twitter, or our email. All of the information is posted in the description box, as it is every single week, on how you can find us. And once we compile a good amount of questions and pile some good ones, then I think we'll do another episode of listener picks, listener questions.
Very nice.
All right, bet, sis. Well, let's just go on and move on to this honesty box then.
This week's podcast is also brought to you by the game-changing aluminum-free deodorant, Kapari. Kapari's coconut deodorant is an aluminum-free deodorant that doesn't suck. Kapari's deodorant takes care of smell without plugging up your sweat glands and messing with your body's natural patterns. It doesn't leave behind a sticky white residue, just the subtle scent of coconut milk. Most importantly, it works. It fights odors with plant-based actives such as sage oil and coconut oil, and is free of silicones, sulfates, parabens, GMOs, and baking soda. It's gotten a lot of love from editors at Cosmo and People, and there are thousands of five-star reviews on Kapari's website from people who are now coconut converts. Kapari offers a money-back guarantee, so there's no reason not to try. But hurry, they can barely keep it in stock. I got my Kapari deodorant a couple weeks ago, and I am totally a Kapari convert. Not only does it smell amazing, but like, it is so good. It also, like I just said, it doesn't leave any film on your clothes. It's compact. You can really pop it in your purse. And it really does work. Like, no lie. I'm not really much of a sweater, but the scent is super pleasant and it just keeps you dry and smelling all delicious all the time. And most of the time when I hug people, people are like, what are you wearing? And they think it's perfume, but it's actually my Kapari. So listen, ladies, you won't be sorry. Get your lives. It's so good. Say aloha to Kapari. Go to KapariBeauty.com/grown to make the safe switch today and see how you can save $5 off your first order. That's Kapari, K-O-P-A-R-I, beauty.com/grown. KapariBeauty.com/grown.
Honestly?
Truly.
All right, bet. It's time for the honesty box. Let's get into it. This week's honesty box says, cousins. Poetic justice tone. I love how black you guys are. Hey, ladies, I've been having some rough weeks and wanted some outside perspective. I'm a 28-year-old mother of a 3-year-old daughter. I'm obviously obsessed and in awe of my child. She's literally the best. With all the love I give and receive from our relationship, I sometimes feel like my mental issues are causing me not to be the best mother. I've noticed that I've been suffering with depression and anxiety since I've given birth. Some days are better than others. I feel like my issues can cause me to be disconnected sometimes. I've made gains for myself so I can handle my low days better than I used to. I did therapy 2 years ago and it helped me a lot, but that bitch named depression is persistent. The last 2 weeks have been crap. After work, I don't want to do anything but get in the bed and lay down for the rest of the day. Having a 3-year-old, I know she requires my love and attention, and I feel horrible when I just can't do it. Jade, how do you stay connected with being the best mother you can and still create some time for your own clarity? And Kia, how do you press on with all of your responsibilities while still getting a moment to breathe? Work and motherhood is a MF. Nobody told me. Love you, ladies. Thanks for the gems y'all give every week.
Aww.
Let's see. What shall we name her? Tired. We're just gonna name her Tired. You know what? We're gonna name her Lavender, just because I'm looking at a bag of lavender, and that's what we're gonna name her.
Okay.
You go first, sis.
She's asking, how do we find time to breathe?
Find time to breathe with all of the responsibilities that we have.
I really feel like there are no one-size-fit-all kind of steps, or that list of one-size-fit-all kind of steps is really short. I think me personally, I have to be very conscious and conscientious of taking time for myself. That's not something that I'm really good at.
Right.
I try to make, you know, that a priority, but sometimes I'll be honest that all the responsibilities just kind of outweigh all that.
Right.
And it's tough. So recently
I've been working with my therapist about making this a more regular part of my routine. And that's, she's been helpful in showing me the habits that I've developed that contribute to my lack of, or my failure to prioritize myself, and really trying to getting to the roots of those. So I guess I would say really having someone to talk to, my therapist being that kind of objective opinion to help me kind of think through some of these things and really showing me the, you know, unhealthy patterns and routines that I've picked up over the years mm-hmm. has been helpful in that regard. And just kind of accepting that, you know, things are not going to be perfect. And I know that that seems silly to say, but I found that, you know, I take a lot of pride and put a lot of stock in things going as planned. And that's just not real life.
Right.
I think we put plans together and we try to, you know, work through the plans as we've developed them. But we also always, always, always have to give ourselves space and grace and adaptability. Adulting is all about adaptability, your capacity to adapt to life as it comes, because you don't have control over the larger majority of things that will happen to you. And it's really just being responsive to life as it comes. So I guess those would be, I hope that that's helpful. I don't really know. I don't feel like I've answered the question, but I think that, you know, this is what I'm doing. These are my thoughts and my, you know, my thinking. Because your issues or your question, your experiences, I should say, really resonate with me, because I totally get that. Mm-hmm. And that's why I have so much respect for people who are wives and moms. Because at the thought of that right now, I am wholly overwhelmed.
Same. And adding a child in the mix absolutely makes it a lot more difficult. And, you know, anybody who has a child and anybody who doesn't have it, like just as adults in general, we have so many responsibilities and so many things that we're working on. And we seem to be in a day and age where everybody has a side hustle and a main hustle and a side hustle. And so finding that balance and that clarity is just hard in general. But when you throw a kid into the mix, I understand that it becomes really difficult. I sit with a lot of mom guilt a lot of the time because I work so much. It's one thing that actually consistently bothers me. And so, you know, my big thing for you know, for myself is trying to make sure that I balance time for myself, but also time for my child. And it's hard. So like, take a day like today where I didn't go into the office, and we had to record and I have a rehearsal and, you know, a number of other things. I try to take a moment where in between all of that work and take Noah out to get something to eat, to get some lunch, just to spend a little time with her. And then to balance that out later, you know, sometimes I sacrifice a little bit of sleep, but at night is when I get some time to myself. When she goes to bed, I have a chance to, you know, to just take an hour or whatever and watch something that I want to watch and sit down. And it doesn't always work out that way, but I try to do it when I can and take advantage of those opportunities when I can. And I think it's really just about taking opportunities when you can, because if you try to plan every single thing out, it's never going to work out in your favor that way. And you're never going to have that time. You're always going to find something to fill that space. And I think when you have a random Saturday where you wake up and it's raining outside and you guys might have had something planned, cancel it and take that time to lay around in your bed for a little bit and watch something you want to watch. Or, you know, just, or when she goes to sleep, take a few minutes to yourself to watch something you want to watch or have a glass of wine or whatever is going to make you have some peace of mind, even for 5 minutes. Take those opportunities when they come to you and don't take them for granted. And I think if we're a little bit more intentional in trying to do that, it could help us a little bit, because the balance doesn't exist.
but it can at least help us to try to keep some kind of peace of mind, especially when you're at a breaking point. And you might need to call somebody to try to take her for the weekend or, you know, something along those lines, like something that's going to give you somewhat of a break where you can really kind of get your thoughts together and be the best person you can be for yourself, but also for your child. That's all I got.
Yeah, man. I would say to just add to that, like, you know, be flexible with and don't be so hard on yourself. One of the things that I'm really, really struggling with is really coming to terms with the fact that I hold myself to very high and oftentimes unreasonable standards. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, especially as women of color, we carry around these labels and these tropes. This, you know, we have to be super women and we have to, you know, be beat all the time and we have to look amazing all the time and we have to be pleasant and smiling and happy and bubbly and all while managing all the multiple responsibilities of our lives. And sometimes, you know, we're good at handling and balancing all of that. And other times we're not. And I think that that's okay. And giving yourself the space and the grace to be tired. It's okay for you to be tired. And it's okay to say that you're tired. It's okay to ask for help when you need help. But we just have to keep perspective always and be mindful of, you know, things and, you know, not fall into extended periods of time where we're just kind of like in these slumps. But, you know, acknowledging your feelings as they come and then thinking of healthy ways to manage them productively. Mm-hmm. So you're always, you know, using your time wisely and appropriately is, you know, it's important. And it's just a lesson that I'm actively learning. So give, you know, it's not something that you're going to get and do perfectly right away. It's going to take time for you to find the ways in which you can do this for yourself.
Absolutely. I 100% agree. So take those opportunities when you can, take those moments when you can. Don't beat yourself up too much because we're all dealing with it in some form or fashion of trying to find that balance. And, you know, keep us updated on your journey with how it's going, you know, with your mental health and so forth. And we are praying for you, sis. We're praying for you, Lavender.
Absolutely.
Continue to send your honesty box questions to gettinggrownpodcast@gmail.com. And we will move along swiftly to the petty peeves.
And I want to be very responsible of the things I say to my sister. Because everybody know I can be real petty. P-E to the T-T-Y, honey.
Petty peeve time. Let's march in this parade together. I'm going to do a listener petty peeve this week. And this week it comes from Dominique, who said, "First, let me tell you all, I love the podcast. I'm currently binge listening. Thank you, sis. Or bro. Not sure which one. My petty peeve is when women who have children walk around with their hair skated and laid edges popping, but their kids are walking around with silver caps and hair not done. It grinds every single God-given gear that I have." Same. I don't like to see a woman who was together and her children out here looking like a rack of little trolls. Like, it's just not okay. Nothing about it is all right. I know that children can go out and get themselves filthy, dirty, and all kinds of things. I one time showed Kia and Crystal. We were at Crystal's house talking about when you do your kid's hair. And I was like, I will do Noah's hair and she will go into a full somersault and ruin everything that I just did. But you know what I do? I redo it because I'm not getting ready to try to get myself together. And then I have my kid out in the street looking any kind of way. So, and I feel a way about silver caps in the mouth, period. Maybe, maybe that's something that can be avoided. I'm not sure yet. But yeah, I feel the same way. So my petty peeve is the same this week. Trifling mothers.
Oh boy. Mine is, I don't know if I've talked about it on here. I don't believe that I have, but if I have, it bears repeating because this is a pervasive problem in our community, especially on social media. So there are those of us, you know, who post pictures on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I am not above utilizing the apps
to enhance your photograph. Mm-hmm. I'm not above that. I think that that's what they're there for most of the time. A good filter to smooth your skin or to maybe lighten areas that may be darker. Should you have a fine line or a wrinkle? I'm talking minor adjustments. Or should you need to address the lighting in the picture overall? Maybe it's just a darker picture. You want to make the picture lighter so that we might see what it is that we're looking at. I'm not above these minor modifications that we make to our photos. But there are a contingent of people. I was just going to say women, but there are men who do this as well. Who really, 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 really use the apps to change the nature and composition of their photos. And it's really crazy, right? So, like, on top of filters, like, you know, you use a Snapchat filter when you take the picture, and then you enhance the enhanced picture. And now you just out here looking like a Sim.
Oh, my God.
And for those of us, I mean, I think that it's a special kind of gifting. Those of us who actually, you know, tweak, not necessarily just like your face, but your body. I think that there are ways to do it skillfully. But then there are those of us who don't have those skills and just be out here face tuning. And now, you know, you're trying to give yourself, you know, a tiny waist.
And the door got hips.
And now the tree that you're standing in front of is also curvy. So I want us to be mindful as a people. You know what I'm saying? And not lose sight of, like, the importance of authenticity. Don't get me wrong. Y'all know I live for a Snapchat filter. I actually hate that all filters come with the tiny Harris eyes now, but, you know, still in all, I use the filters. So this is not me saying that you shouldn't use the filters or you shouldn't Facetune or you shouldn't Photoshop or House of whatever. I'm saying that we have to be reasonable. And now, and you know, messing with your body, and now all the lines in the street are S's and they're not. Like, come on, guys. Come on. You standing on 6th Avenue and the line, the dash lines in the street look like 7 S's coming down the street.
Like little
snakes. What are you doing? Out here making things crooked that are not crooked. The Lord did not make that tree crooked. Why are you making it crooked?
He made you crooked, so just relish in it. Like, it's cool.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just be real. Like, you know what I'm saying? I made it a point. I did not modify or Facetune any of the pictures from the Typing Fast Taking Care event. And I wanted
to, right?
Why would
you? You looked amazing.
But listen, I'm just saying, I'm trying to get myself in the habit, slowly but surely, of, you know, just being okay with letting things be what they are. Like, I'm not, if I use a filter to take the picture, I won't Facetune it, or vice versa. If I don't use a filter, then I might go in and maybe, you know, just enhance certain things here and there. But we got to stop being out here looking like bots, because that's just not real life. And we get ourselves used to looking like this online, such that, you know, like, and the thing about me is I'll get on Insta stories with a dry face and my glasses anytime.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't feel no kind of way. Like, I feel like y'all get the really, really me. And then y'all get the me where, you know, when I put my face on and I want to give a look, then I'll give a look. But I just want us all to not be so reliant on the apps. Because sometimes we can get carried away with ourselves.
Agreed.
And it's just, it's really starting to get out of hand when we start, you know, especially when we modify our bodies, making our bodies smaller.
I 100% agree with everything you said. So, stop putting snakes in the street. And that is another episode of Get Growed. Thank you to everybody who came out to Team Typing Fast and Taking Care and supporting my sis.
Thank you guys.
I'm super excited to see what you do in other cities. I want to be there for every single one that I possibly can. So I'm just super proud.
Shout out to you. Everyone is still talking about those wings. The survey, with the event survey went out, I'm almost certain that everybody is going to say that the wings were the best part of the event. Everybody kept saying that the wings were phenomenal. Okay. And I'm sad because I didn't get one. I didn't get one. I didn't get any food, sis. Not one thing.
And I asked you if you wanted to play, and you were like, Miss Debick.
That was because that was before. I guess I wasn't thinking like, damn, you can eat it after. I was thinking like, I don't want to eat right now. But
we should have said
there will be future events hopefully soon, and we will be able to get it done.
Yes, we will, and I'm super excited to be a part. So also, Getting Grown Live, make sure you guys are getting your tickets. I'm hearing Atlanta is selling. Philly is selling.
Yes,
so,
indeed.
New York, catch up.
Please.
Gettinggrown.live. You can find all of the information in the description box. So get your tickets to the New York show. It's going to be a good time. You're not going to want to miss out. And we have some really fun surprises for you all planned. So, and we'll have merch. I think merch is always going to be a thing at the shows. So
yes. And please, please, please stay tuned. Like Jay said, we're going to be having some awesome fun surprises. Yeah. Especially in New York. So New York, New York, New York. There were many of you guys that weren't able to kick it with us at Typing Fast and Taking Care. Getting Grown Live, New York is your chance. The tickets, you know, I mean, are on sale. Like Jay said, gettinggrown.live. Please come and sit with us. We're going to have an awesome time. And we would love to have you.
Absolutely. So we're looking forward to seeing you all of the live shows. You can check the link in the description box on how you can purchase your tickets, meet and greet and all of that, so that you can come and show some love to me and Kia. And we are not out here by ourselves, because we told you all we're not playing any shows if you guys are going to have us out here. So that's just what it is. And in the meantime, while you all are purchasing your live show tickets, you can drink your water
and stay moisturized, and also mind your business.
Because your black will crack if it's dry.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Good day.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.